A 19-year-old man is facing gun charges connected to a stolen car chase and crash in Philadelphia's Port Richmond neighborhood. KYW Crime and Justice reporter Christian Johansson tells us it resulted in a man being killed, and cops are still looking for three others.
Authorities say Efron Rosario was one of four people in a stolen 2017 Cadillac Escalade when police tried to pull it over along Castor Avenue near Aramingo Avenue. But the car sped off and then crashed into a 2007 Mazda. They say both cars spun out and the Escalade hit 38-year-old Bill Repka, who was in a wheelchair and panhandling in the street. Repka later died at the hospital. The Escalade also hit a 2020 Chevy Silverado, which was stopped at a red light. An 11-year-old passenger and a 27-year-old driver were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. It all happened Saturday night around 9:15. Investigators say the Escalade landed on a curb near the Burger King, and that's when they say the four got out and ran, including Rosario. Eventually, they caught up with the 19-year-old, but they're still looking for the other three. It's unclear who was driving the car, but detectives say they found several guns inside, and they've charged Rosario with violation under the Firearms Act and carrying without a license. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.